I never called radio because I never had the guts, but today you really, really spoke incredibly. So it touched me, so I picked up the phone to call. I came here 1999 as a refugee. I was smuggled. My mom, I'm from Somalia, by the way. My mom spent all the money she had to give the smuggler guy, and then he brought me here and left me in Victoria Station. Thank God I had a sister here, and the sister called me. I called my sister, and I said, I am Victoria Station. And then she ran and picked me up, and then she brought me to her house. And make a short, long story, I am really, really proud to be here. I am British now. I have a family on my own. I have 4 kids. I can't watch the TV anymore. What I see. People, it's like, it's just forget. These people are human beings. I'm telling you, these people are not coming for money. They just want to be safe. I used to be one of them. And God knows how scary you are. And, oh, I can't even say, when I see the TV, I tell every single time my kids, you have to be lucky and proud to be British, because this country gave me everything I have. So many jobs I did. Now, I'm an Uber driver, funny enough.
You're an Uber driver?
Yes, I was listening to you. I was listening to you 1 hour ago.
You're a very brave man to phone in.
yes. And I didn't call for Uber, but now you touched, I don't know, you almost made me cry, man, the way you spoke. It was incredible.
Abdul is on the M3.
Here I am. As I was saying, the many attempts of leaving Somalia as a child, you know those army lorries?
Yeah.
Where they have the soldiers in the back. We were there. You can imagine tens and tens of families there scrunched up with their belongings. There's hardly any movement in there. And on top of that, we kept on getting robbed along the way to leave that country, to leave Somalia.
If you had stayed in Somalia, is there any doubt in your mind that you wouldn't be alive today?
That's a 50-50, because I still have plenty of family back in Somalia.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, if our country was fine, we wouldn't be here. We would love nothing more than to build our country and stay where we were. But now with my case, I call England my home.
George is in Wembley.
My father was shot because of his political views. My brother, my older brother, was poisoned. I was imprisoned in my teenage years. And then...
Which country was this?
That was in East Africa. And I ended up coming to this country, and this country has given me almost everything. Yes, I've claimed benefits once, but that was for 1 week. And right now, I'm on a pay scale, which literally I have to pay about £720 every month in NI and tax. I'm a care home manager, and I do take care of the elderly right now, those who fought in the war, those who've been in this country, and I am taking care of them, and I have a CQC outstanding rating. But there is a notion thinking that immigrants will come here to do nothing other than scrunch benefits. It's highly unlikely for an immigrant to claim benefits, because we leave families back where we come from, and you cannot take care of yourself here and also send some money to families back home with benefits. It cannot happen. It's impossible. We're not here for the benefits. We're here to save our lives. My dad was shot in front of my face. He was shot. And my brother was poisoned. And I myself, I was imprisoned and I was tortured before I fled here. And my mom had to give up almost everything so that me and my sisters can come here.